Douglas Cameron has announced he's to retire from regular broadcasting. Douglas has received an MBE, he's been made a Freeman of the City of London, and he is on Sony's Roll of Honour for radio's all-time greats. And he's also been UK Radio Personality of the Year and Joint Independent Radio Personality of the Year, twice. He's been with LBC for a wonderful 30 years.
News on the hour, every hour, from LBC.
Independent radio news at 6, Douglas Cameron. Police worry about the health of the Knightsbridge hostages. The temperature now, 11 degrees centigrade, that's 52 Fahrenheit, going to a maximum of 17 centigrade, 63 Fahrenheit.
This is AM on LBC.
The time's 7 minutes past six, and a very warm welcome if you've just joined us on this first morning of October from me, Douglas Cameron, to AM. Again, the big story of the morning, the Spaghetti House siege in Knightsbridge.
Area manager David Stitchbury says they've taken various emergency measures in the meantime.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock sharp. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock sharp. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock sharp. We're gonna shop around the clock tonight.
Well, obviously, that wasn't the area manager, David Sitchbury. I don't think he sings like that. This morning's duty officer, Ken Jenkins, says the extra calls are putting the service under great strain. Well, I'm sure from that Mr. Jenkins appears to be under great strain. Mr. Scargill is telling the Miners' Union Conference in Sheffield he believes it'll mean 100,000 jobs going in the mining industry.
There's no way I'm taking money out of there just to say, he's a kangaroo and he drinks Fosters. I'm not interested. If he can't play rugby league and he can't play the class I want you to play, I'll not be signing him.
Well, obviously, that wasn't Mr. Scargill. Mr. Scargill, was it? It was, I'm told. Well, I didn't think it was.
Next weekend, the new sound on LBC Radio. Henry Kelly and Diane Stradling present AM from 7 till 10. Then, London's weekday phone-in comes to Sunday morning. Brian Hayes with major guests and you on the telephone.
When you tune in on Wednesday, October the 5th, what can you expect to hear?
Hello, I'm Douglas Cameron, and I'm going to be here to help you start your day. I'll be joined by Brian Hayes, and together we'll be getting to grips with the day's news and finding out the stories behind the headlines from the people in the news. We'll also want to hear what you make of the morning's burning issues.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm Douglas Cameron. London has a new radio station. LBC 1152 is now back on the airwaves. The station's program controller, Charles Golding, says it's great news for London.
Welcome, or should I say welcome back, to LBC 1152. I know that many of you will remember that day, as I do, back in October 1973, when LBC began broadcasting to London for the very first time, and continued to do so for the next 21 years. Since it went off-air in October 1994, many people have told us that something very special went from their lives, and that what they were hearing didn't quite measure up to that which had gone before. So this morning, appropriately enough, at 8 minutes to 12, or 11.52 a.m., the new management of this radio station brought back LBC 11.52 to London. Now, you had a massive hand in all this. You've never stopped telling those people in authority that you want your radio station back. And today, thanks to you, LBC is back. And we've had a magnificent reaction. Claire and I popped in to our telephone exchange just before we came on air. We've had a magnificent reaction since midday from you. People have been deluging the station with calls. They've been faxing us saying how delighted they are that LBC 1152 is back where it belongs, at the heart of London. And you know something? We're pretty thrilled to be back as well.
Drive time.
Drive time.
Drive time. Drive time.
LBC 1152.
The time now is 23 minutes to 6. Stan Collymore's been in the news over the last day or two.
What's after 4 o'clock on LBC? After the best news, traffic, travel and weather, it's Douglas Cameron, the man who was a child once.
Good afternoon, Douglas.
Good afternoon, Charles.
Well, is it a busy day?
Well, it is, yes, indeed. We've got a rather disturbing story to start with, deaths and injuries.
Hello, I'm Douglas Cameron. Join me on LBC 1152 for Drive Time between 4 and 7 p.m. every weekday. We bring you the news as it happens, the news makers, the travel conditions as you head for home, tomorrow's newspaper stories as I talk to the editors, and an in-depth look at the week of politics, finance, sport, advertising, and magazines.
Plus, you on the phone with your view on 0171 412 1152. No wonder more and more Londoners are listening.
A very good afternoon to you. I'm Douglas Cameron with you until 7 o'clock on Drive Time here on LBC 1152. In the programme today, deaths and injuries from road accidents are increasing in London. I'll be talking to Rusper. The 15-year-old Kenyan boy who was blinded in the Nairobi bomb outrage has arrived at Moorfields Eye Hospital. I'll be finding out from the hospital what the chances are of his sight being saved. The map of London has been redrawn with 14 new constituencies making up the future Greater London Authority. The chief executive of the Local Government Commission will explain all. Once again, they're going to put it to the vote. Will women this time be admitted to the MCC? The editor of Wisden on that one, Matthew Engel. And London's dirty old man. I'll be talking about the project to clean up old Father Thames.
Drive Time with Douglas Cameron, LBC 1152.
8.5 minutes past four.
Call Douglas Cameron now, 0171 412 1152.
12 minutes to six. Let's go back to the lifeblood of the programme. You on the phones. June of Bedfont has joined us. Hello, June.
Hello, good evening, Douglas.
A credit card bill has been sent to a cat. A response, in a perfect world, this wouldn't have happened. I wrote that last week. The pound against the euro, 1.53.
God help me. I have to live with this. You're on holiday next week. Liz Curtis is leaving. I mean, it's just me and him.
Pound against the euro, 1.53. 12.4. Good morning, Petri. Good morning, everyone. A fresh cat row, fresh fat cat row, is brewing over Consignia. Would have been interesting if it had been a fresh cat row, I suppose.
I think like a fresh cat.
No, absolutely. Anyway, it's a fat cat row.
News.
It's 7.30. I'm Douglas Cameron. I trust, Simon, when you said bring back the old git, you weren't referring to the 7.30 news bulletin.
Certainly not.
Certainly not.
I hush my mouth. The very idea, you young stripling.
Okay, let's have a look at the stories. Many, many people will remember the ITN newscaster, Andrew Gardner, who so sadly died a year or so ago, and I had the great pleasure of working when I used to work for ITN with Andrew. And Andrew was one of these people who very, very seldom made a mistake. In fact, it was very unusual for him to make a mistake in news reading at all. And he, though, had great difficulty pronouncing the name of an African politician of that time called Abubakar Tafawa Balewa. And it comes off the tongue of most people, but for some reason, Andrew couldn't say it.
He was a real pro,
Andrew. He could just about do everything at sight. But Abubakar Tafawa Balewa, for some reason, did defeat him. So he said, well, there's no reason I can't do this. And he practiced in front of the mirror. And finally, he got it right. And on Monday evening, this man was in the news, and off went Andrew. Abubakar Tafawa Balewa congratulated himself on getting it right, and he told the story against himself. You know, he said, Dougie, 3 days later, they went and shot the bugger. 25 to 11.
Non-stop news for London. This is LBC News, 1152.
A very good morning to you. It's 6 o'clock on Friday the 7th of March. I'm Douglas Cameron.
And I'm Sue Mansfield.
This is LBC News, 1152, with Douglas Cameron and Sue Mansfield.
Very good morning to you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, London's only all-news radio station. This is LBC News, 1152, non-stop news for London.
A very good morning to you. It's 11 o'clock on Saturday the 31st of May. I'm Douglas Cameron.
And good morning, I'm Kim Michaels. Here are London's headline stories for you this hour.
Tony Blair is calling for an end to rifts over Iraq. He tells an EU summit it's vital in the war against terror. Good morning to you on this special Tuesday morning, the 2nd of September. I'm Douglas Cameron. With me is Bob Holness. London's headline stories this hour. Well, if you've been listening for any length of time this morning, you'll have got a notion of what we intend to do until 10 o'clock. But for those who've just joined us, and we're very well aware that people join us by the minute on this show, we're going to do something
totally unprecedented this morning. It's never been done before. I doubt if it'll ever be done again. We're going to take you back 28 years to 1975. When I was doing the morning show for this radio station, just as I am today, and I was joined by someone with whom I'd worked before elsewhere. But this was the first time we'd come together on LBC, and our professional partnership at breakfast on the AM program was to last for 10 years. There were many highlights in that time. I know I can speak for him when I say the most wonderful for us was twice to win the Variety Club of Great Britain Award for Independent Radio Personalities of the Year, and to steer LBC into a position where we had more listeners in the London area than Radio 4's Today program. He left in 1985 to concentrate more fully on his TV career, which included one of the most successful and long-running quiz programs of all time, Blockbusters. He's taking life just a little bit easier now, but with LBC's 30th birthday coming up next month, we're all delighted that he's agreed to join me for a couple of hours this morning. Welcome, Bob Holness.
Back together, Douglas Cameron and Bob Holness on London's non-stop news station, LBC News 1152.
The email I've got here is from Roz, who writes to say, Lauren Hardy, Tom and Jerry, Pearl Gar and Teddy Johnson, you're up there with the best of them, Bob and Doug.
The name Douglas Cameron brings in the crowds to LBC with his weather bulletin, which I think follows now, doesn't it?
No, I've done it.
Oh, you've done the weather? What are you still here for, then?
I think I've done it, haven't I?
No, you haven't.
Well, I'll do it now.
Come on, then.
Okay.
Can you sing it, like the tune of My Fair Lady?
A dry and bright day for most parts, that's the forecast. A warm sunshine and just a light little breeze. 27 Celsius, 81 Fahrenheit. The pollen forecast low, and that surely must be enough of this arrogant nonsense. Bright spells and showers, that's the weather outlook. Breezy but mild, top temperature 17 degrees. And tonight, mainly dry and clear. Quite mild, 11 Celsius.
You'll never hear that play again on LBC, will you? Douglas. Oh, dear. What's come over you, man?
It's a gay day.
Oh, dear. Carry on, right. Douglas.
Quite mild. Will I be working here next week, I wonder? The bottom temperature, but not say that now.
You said the bottom.
The minimum temperature, 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit.